In the public radio fantasy town of Lake Wobegon, chances are good that all the graduating high school seniors received college scholarships, since they are, after all, above average. Well, now the C students in real America, those who swim in the pool of mediocrity, have a better chance at a college scholarship thanks to Greg Forbes Sigman, a substitute teacher and founder of the 11-10-02 Foundation in Chicago, and he joins us. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Explain.
Well, the concept behind our scholarships, actually you have to back up a little bit and understand how we got where we did. It began in March of 1997. I took two students for milkshakes. As you said, I was a substitute school teacher, and I ran into two kids on a weekend afternoon, and we went for milkshakes. When we sat down at the restaurant, there was a woman sitting at the table next to us that saw two young African-American boys walk in with me, and she gave us a look of disdain and moved her purse to the other side of her table. At that moment, I rose from the table and walked up to the owner, and I said, "Do you see those two kids?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "Well, I'm coming back with 10. If she doesn't like two, wait till she sees a whole table, and we're going to be the best-behaved customers in this restaurant." My goal at that moment was to try to break down barriers and break down stereotypes, to make someone, in this case this woman, but any customer really, realize that you can't judge a person by the color of their skin, or for that matter, to extend it further, by the numbers on a piece of paper that say this is who that person is. With our scholarships, it works the same way. Our first ever donor for a scholarship said that a condition of his donation was that the money go to a student in the middle of the road whose numbers didn't reflect their true story. It was an idea, quite frankly, that I didn't agree with at the time, but it was his money, and so I agreed to do it because I was determined to send kids to college.
Why wouldn't you want to fund a scholarship for an average, middle-of-the-road, mediocre student? Why were you against that idea?
Because I was sheltered. Ironically enough, when I was a senior in high school, my dream had been to go to an Ivy League school. That was all I ever wanted. And when I asked my math teacher to write my letter of recommendation, I had gotten all A's in high school and A in every class. He wrote a letter, my college recommendation, suggesting that I was stupid. It's a letter that I still to this day have framed above my bed at home. And in that letter, ironically, the one thing I never really disagreed with was that I wasn't the smartest kid in the world. I just felt that my work ethic was such that it would overcome that. As this donor pointed out to me correctly, and as I've come to see since, and now it's why I love the idea, there are other students, though, that don't have the situation I was born with. They have to work in high school 30 hours a week. They have to help support their family outside of school. They have obstacles in their lives that I never had to deal with. All I really had to deal with was not being smart. And I think the donor was 100% right, that these are kids worth helping and that the numbers just don't tell their whole story. And in the end, it's consistent with why our foundation began in the first place, that you shouldn't look at a person and judge them. And you shouldn't look at a piece of paper and think you know everything you need to know about them.
This year, you're giving out, what, $5,000 scholarships?
This year, we're actually giving out twice as many as last year. We're giving out 8 scholarships this year, 7 at $5,000 apiece, and then an additional scholarship at $1,000, as well as a couple surprises tonight from some friends at local universities. We've had a great time dealing with local schools, convincing them to see the value in what we do, and they've all gotten on board. The ones we've dealt with have been great. And in some cases, they've outright matched the scholarship or sent a kid a challenge saying, the 11-10-02 Foundation is sending you to our school for giving you $5,000 for your freshman year. If you get certain grades your freshman year, we'll match it for your sophomore year. And I think tonight you'll see that happen again.
The recipients are going to be honored tonight. Give us an idea who some of them are.
One great example would be a kid named Billy Williams. Billy Williams goes to a high school called DuSable on Chicago's South Side, and he has a severe speaking impediment. When Billy was a kid, he had such a problem speaking that he barely ever spoke, simply focusing instead on school and trying to stay out of trouble. As he got to high school, determined to try to overcome the obstacle in his way, he just willed himself to do it, and he's become the captain of JROTC and the captain of the track team and MVP of cross country, National Honor Society. And in addition to all of that, determined to overcome his obstacle with speaking, got himself a job as an usher at the local United Center where the Bulls play, so he'd have no choice but to talk to people. And in that regard, Billy Williams is a great example of the kids we try to help. Somebody who has obstacles in their path but simply don't let it stop them on their road to success.
But he's a National Honor Society student, so I wouldn't call that average.
Well, he has a 3.0 GPA, which is a solid B. And those are the students that we help, are students that have between a 2.3 and a 3.3. The students that we help with our scholarships through this program are B and C students. So National Honor Society, I don't honestly know what is the criteria to make it, but he has a 3.0 in high school.
The recipients are nominated by the schools, and then you have a panel of high school students evaluate them, and then finally Chicago civic leaders make the final selections.
Exactly, and their role in the process was proving that the most prominent, busiest people in our society are willing to take the time to help others. All you got to do is ask. And we didn't know most of them. We just cold called them, but most of them saw the value in our story and agreed to take part in it. The students that were selected get our Milkshake scholarships, and tonight they'll get the trophy and a chance to give a speech, and then $5,000 for college.
The Milkshake trophy goes back to that day you and two students went for milkshakes and where it all began.
In a sense, yeah, it's actually another special chapter in our story. At 4:30 in the morning last year, a year ago tonight, the gala was so successful and I was so excited that I couldn't sleep. And at 4:30 in the morning, I decided I had to get up and go for a walk and go for a milkshake just to savor what we'd accomplished since we started with three shakes a couple years earlier. And despite it being 4:30 in the morning, three people asked if they could join me, a waitress, an artist, and a doctor. We sat down at the restaurant and enjoyed our shakes, a restaurant called Tempo here in Chicago, a 24-hour restaurant. And I got up and walked up to the manager, and I didn't know him, but I just said, "You got to let me keep the glasses." And he said, "What are you talking about?" And I tried to explain our story, that the glasses to me would capture that moment in time and how special it was that these people wanted to join me for shakes. And when we did it, there was a homeless man named Aiden actually just sitting on the bench right inside the restaurant who overheard me and knew our story. And when he said, you're the guy with the shakes, I know who you are. I laughed and said, "Look, we're having shakes right now." And he was so excited, he ran over, sat in my seat, and finished my shake before I could say anything. And at that moment, it gave us the idea that people were that inspired by our story and what we'd accomplished from three milkshakes to now, that maybe we could charge people for the right to do the same thing Aiden had just done. And so that launched the 11-10-02 Foundation Milkshake Campaign, where people pay a pretty ridiculous amount of money for the right to meet me for a milkshake. The money that they donate goes to fund the scholarship in their name, and the milkshake glass they drink out of, we literally save and turn into the trophy given to the kid who gets the scholarship.
Greg Forbes Sigman is director of the 11-10-02 Foundation, which gives out scholarships to average students who have overcome obstacles. This year's recipients will be honored at a gala in Chicago tonight. He joined us from our Chicago bureau. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, and definitely all your listeners, check out brunchbunch.com. We'd love to hear from you.